You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So yesterday, a global survey was released by the company IPOS, revealing people's thoughts on 2020 and their resulting outlook on 2021. A sample of 1,000 Kiwis were interviewed, and Jade decided to talk to the IPOS research director, Jonathan Dodd, yesterday about their findings on Kiwis' optimism or pessimism looking into the economic recovery and disparity in 2021.
Your global survey investigated New Zealanders' opinions on economic recovery and inequality while the world is recovering from COVID-19. What were you expecting to find, and did the results match your predictions, especially through the lens of a New Zealand resident?
Well, I mean, the research was actually conducted in, from an overseas office, so New Zealand participated, but we weren't driving the nature of the questions. But when you look at the results, they're pretty much as you'd expect. Which is always a good thing because it shows that you've got a right idea about what's going on, in line with the fact that New Zealanders generally felt that last year wasn't as bad as those in most other countries felt, and obviously this is related to our better management of COVID. So yeah, we were much less likely to say it was a bad year. We were generally much less likely to say it was a bad year for ourselves and our family, and generally a little more optimistic on average than people in most other countries, but not as optimistic as you might think because, you know, assuming that everybody's going to get the vaccines at similar times, you know, we are still so heavily reliant on overseas visitors that it's going to take us a little bit longer to bounce back than other countries that can probably just get back to work and go to work and keep spending the way they always did.
Yeah, I looked at the results and it said 86% of New Zealanders agreed 2020 was a tough year for their country, compared to, yeah, just a slightly higher statistic of 90% global average, and 61% said it was a bad year personally for their family, compared to a 70% global average, which was kind of surprising due to the fact that we are in a more safe country to be in compared to other countries. How do you think this reveals New Zealanders are feeling? It was still a tough year, even though we seem to have dealt with it in a more systematic way.
Yeah. Well, bear in mind, a huge part of our economy is reliant or either directly or indirectly by the tourism industry. So you have a lot of people in that situation, and there are a lot of unusual flow-on effects. But even a few still had perfect employment and you could work from home easily and you know, you were effectively unaffected, you know, you might not be able to have attended an overseas funeral or wedding, or you might have been homeschooling your children and things like that. So even though we could sit here and go, well, you know, we could still go out and play and go to concerts and have a relatively normal life, you know, just notwithstanding, there's just going to be additional stresses.
Yeah, it seems like Kiwis were found to feel better off currently than other countries, but more pessimistic about the potential future and recovery than other countries around the globe, because maybe about vaccine availability or due to, like you said, the overseas travel industry New Zealand often relies heavily on.
Basically, we haven't had as big an impact or as deep a cut as other countries, but I think it will take longer to recover to a position of perfect normality.
Yeah, and exactly half of New Zealanders surveyed thought that income inequality in New Zealand would increase. However, 66% of those questioned globally believe the same. Why do you think this is the case, that inequality would increase?
Well, I mean, yeah, as you say, overall, even though we were the second least likely to feel that income inequality will increase. I think there's two aspects there. One is that we know that women have been more affected by COVID in terms of employment than men. Generally, women were more likely to lose their jobs as income cuts. And that's been proven by Stats NZ, just due to the nature of the fact that women are more likely to be in hospitality, more likely to be in part-time jobs, more likely to be in tourism or education and things like that. So that, you know, as we know, men and women have income inequality anyway, and so that just got exacerbated by COVID. And then secondly, we know that there's talk, obviously, about there being a two-step recession, where if you're in a educated, you know, white collar, you know, data-driven job kind of a thing. You're still going to keep on working as you normally did, but those who might have been more affected, you know, as I say, flow and effects can be, in some job sectors can be, particularly tourism, can be affected. So overall, those who are the most vulnerable are the most likely to lose out in situations like that. And those who are doing well, because of course there are some aspects of the economy that are doing quite well, will just keep on doing better. It's often like that in these situations. If you're already well padded and in a good position, that'll just continue and you're protected somewhat versus those who might be going, you know, hand to mouth daily, you know, week to week paychecks that get affected disproportionately harshly.
Yeah, it seems just 32% of New Zealanders believed gender pay equality was likely in 2021 compared to 40% global average. Do you think this is because New Zealand was particularly affected like that, or it seems like women and minorities in other countries were also affected in a similar nature as well?
Yeah, I mean, women would be affected in a similar way in all those other countries, just because there's a lot of similarities in the nature of work and how it's split by the genders. Probably more so in New Zealand, as I say, because our tourism and hospitality got quite affected, particularly in tourism. But nonetheless, I think we're on the right track. It's just there have been general improvements around the world. What I thought was interesting was seeing how some of those differences actually came out by certain countries. See, countries like China, who were the most likely to feel that, you know, there's going to be less inequality and more people being treated similarly. When you look at some differences between countries like that, it's quite interesting to see different cultural or political environments leading to different results.
That was Jade talking to IPOS Research Director Jonathan Dodd on Kiwi's outlook on our viability for economic recovery in 2021 and how they perceived the year 2020 was.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.